Atmosphere that is coming to existence. If it were not for this third movement of the earth, then every time you breathe out, the carbon dioxide would be stuck in front of you. So each time you breathe out, the poison will form a layer around you. Eventually, you will suffocate in your own air. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah says, we are raining down our ni'mat, our bounty is upon you. Even this wind is the ni'mat of Allah. This atmosphere contains 21 degrees, 21% oxygen. How many millions and billions of insan are breathing in and out? If the oxygen level is fixed 21%, where's the pipe? Where's the regulator? Where's the pressure meter? Where's the barometer? If the level of oxygen that you rise up 2% to 23%, we said the number of accidental fires will increase 700%. If you have to go 2% more to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burned to ashes. Yet it is fixed at 21%, that which is conducive to this insan's existence of this earth. Inside, Allah has put another system. One is the temperature of the body, 37.5 degrees. The temperature of the air outside is different. As the air is taken in, there is a process to regulate that temperature to raise it to the level of the body. The other hand is the lungs. These lungs have 150 million air cells. Instead of the lung of one human being, and to be opened up, it will fill an entire football field. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence come from? That to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen. Where did that system come from to create such a complex organ in the body like the lungs? Each time you are breathing in, breathing out, that ah, that sigh, that breath is announcing to you, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Understand the day, understand the favor, understand the bounty of Allah upon you. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah? This is just one. And that's what I'm simplifying it, the respiratory whole process. We are eating, we are talking, we are walking, we are looking, we are seeing. How many different things are going on? It is said the liver of this insan every second is carrying out 500 different life-saving functions. Like the liver, the kidney, the lungs, the heart, the circulatory system of this insan. Your gutter system in Colombo, the drain running outside the house, how quickly it gets blocked. What is the drainage system, the lymphatic system, the circulatory system of the body of this insan? It is said the diameter of the earth is 24,000 kilometers. The circulatory system of one human being is more than 90,000 kilometers long. More than 3 times the diameter of the earth is the circulatory system of this insan. Why aren't there blockages? Why don't the blood vessels get clogged? Where's the cleaning process? Where's the service delivery? وَأَسْبَرَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah says, we are raining down our ni'mat upon you. Apparent and concealed. There is an Arabic expression, you say, al-insan abdul ihsan. This human being, insan, he is insan. Abdul ihsan, he is the slave of the one who has saved us. You show a human being kindness, Arabic expression is that this person becomes indebted. You become the slave of the one who has shown you kindness. This quality is not unique to human beings. It's found in animals also. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala takes five qasams. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ الصُّبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَفْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. Five qasams. Five oaths Allah takes. One, on a horse, not just an ordinary horse, the horse of jihad, the horse of the battlefield. On an animal, Allah Ta'ala takes five qasams, five oaths, by the running horses. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا. When its hoof strikes the earth, that spark that comes, by that Allah takes an oath. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا. By the horse that is made to run onto the battlefield in the early hours of the dawn. That horse which plunges into the depths of the enemy. Five oaths and qasams Allah takes on the horse, on his breath, on his hoof, on his running, on his penetrating the enemy. And then what is the message? Five qasams Allah is taking, and then what message is Allah giving? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُونَ. The verily this human being is very, very ungrateful. Five qasams on a horse Allah takes, and Allah says, insan is ungrateful. What is the connection? Allah is inviting us to think that animal, that horse, what did his rider give it? Some hay, some food, morning and evening. It gets shown a little bit of ihsan, kindness to that animal. And that animal will carry its master on its back for its whole life. The animal will put its own life in danger. That horse does not tell its rider that I don't have any enmity. That is not my enemy. Why are you putting my life in danger? What does the horse do? Oh my master, you gave me a little food to eat. Oh my master, you showed me kindness. So your enemy has become my enemy. I will risk my life for your sake. I will not question your command. Why you showed ihsan kindness upon me? Allah is making insan bedar. Allah is waking up this insan to this reality. That animal understands that if you show kindness to it, it has to become the slave of its owner. Oh insan, your intelligence is supposed to be more. You are ashraful makhluqat, you are the paragon of Allah's creation. Your intellect is more superior to that of an animal. In Japan, outside one railway station, there is a statue of a dog. The history behind it, there was one Japanese college professor. Every day in the morning when he leaves the house, the dog would follow him. He would go to the station, take the train, go to the college. The dog would come back home. 3 o'clock his train would return. So 2:45 the dog would leave the house, go to the station, wait for its master and accompany him back home. One day, this college professor, while at the college, he got a heart attack and he died. 2:45 that day, the dog left the house, went to the station to wait for his master. Obviously, no master came. Right after sunset, at the end of the day, the dog waited patiently. And the college professor having come, then sadly, with its tail between its legs dejectedly, the dog came back home. It is said for the next nine years till that dog died, every day it went to the station to wait for its master. They erected a statue to commemorate the spirit of servitude and slavery and bondsmanship that is found in an animal. That domestic dog of your house, if you put a plate of food in front of him and the master has to call, it will not say, it will leave its food and it will run to the command of the master or its owner. It will not say, it will say, oh my master, you have called, I can eat later, I must respond to your call first. These are animals and they have this quality that we understand. We are the slave to the one who has showed ihsan, kindness upon us. One plate of food. How much ihsan, how much favor has Allah showed us? How much kindness has Allah not showed us? Every aspect of our existence is a day in the debt to Allah. Every breath of air is a debt to Allah. Every glance of the eyes is a debt to Allah. When Allah's caller, when Allah's muezzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When Allah's name is taken, then what effect does it have upon us? How much are we responding to the call of Allah? That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he said, Al-Jafa, kull al-Jafa. Al-Jafa, kull al-Jafa. He said, Zalim, oppressor, the greatest oppressor. What is your or my idea of what is zulm and oppression? The thief is a Zalim. And the adulterer is a Zalim. One who has eaten up the rice of someone else is a Zalim. That is our concept or idea. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the greatest Zalim. Who is the greatest Zalim? Sahaba, when they hear this, Man ya Rasulullah, who is it? He said, Man sami'a nidaa falam yujib. It is that person who hears Allah's caller. Allah's caller, the Muslim. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he does not respond to that call. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, that is the greatest zalim. That is the greatest zalim. That Allah who is our creator. That Allah who has given us everything. This is why Allah complains in the Quran. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا أَكْفَرَ قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا أَكْفَرَ O insan, how ungrateful you are. Allah is complaining. How ungrateful you are. مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ From what were you created? Where did you come from? Like that day you met someone in Gush. He says, I will not pray salah and so what? I will not pray salah and so what? In other words, who is he celebrating? Ibn Kathir rahmatullah mentioned the incident that in Najran there was one youngster, tall, 6 foot tall, robust, healthy, vigorous. One day this youngster is standing proud and erect in the masjid. So an old man is staring at the youngster. The youngster looks at the old man, Babaji, what are you staring at? He says, I am admiring your youth and your vigor and your strength and your vitality. So what does this youngster say with pride and with arrogance? He says, even Allah admires my vitality. Even Allah admires my vitality. Think, the moment he says this, in the Kaseer, not an ordinary martyr. Whatever Mahdis, he mentioned this incident, the moment the youngster said this, his body started shrinking. Shrinking, 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 till it became the size of one hairstyle. And his family came and lifted him up and took him away. Allah does not like to be challenged. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا أَكْفَرَ How ungrateful you are! مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ Where were you created from? Where did you come from? Min nutfa, min nutfa. Those who are familiar with the rules of recitation, we are required to make waqf, stop at this juncture. Min nutfa, min ayy shay'in khalaqa. Where did you come from? What were you created from? What was your inception? Min nutfa, from a drop of sperm. From a drop of sperm, from a drop of liquid. You were nothingness. خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَهُ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ Allah created you, Allah fashioned you. Perfect proportions. Ask bin Wail, Ubay bin Khalaf, غالباً. They come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with arrogance. Did he his hand he has some skeletal remains, decrepit old bones of someone who had died a long time ago. The little bones that remain, the skeletal remains, with arrogance he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, atazumu anna rabbaka yuhyi hadihi wa hiya rameen. Hello Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is your claim? That your Rabb will give life to this dead bone. It has perished already. It is decrepit. Saying this, the little bit that remains to make him kind of crush it in his hand. And then he blows the dust at the face of Rasulullah in arrogance. And he says, is your Rabb going to give life to this again? No sooner he says this, Jibreel is sent with the last few verses of Surah Yasin, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ. Why doesn't this insan see? Why doesn't he reflect? Why doesn't he realize? أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Where did he create it from? Where did he come from? مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. From a drop of sperm. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Today he is arguing. Today he is proud and arrogant. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. And he puts forth parables and examples. قَالَ. He says, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who is going to give life to dead bones? When it has perished like this, قُلْ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That Allah who created it the first time will create it again. That Allah who gave life to it the first time will give life to it again. Because the knowledge of my Allah, the ilm of my Allah, the qudrat of my Allah, the power of my Allah is muhit. It encompasses every facet of this existence. Today, in the marketplace of Colombo, one cow got slaughtered. The meat was cut up. Some part of the cow went distributed to the different houses of Colombo. The housewives came and bought from the butcher shop. The skin of that cow was sent to the factory. It became the shoe of somebody, the handbag of someone else. The bones of the cow were used somewhere else. The meat of the cow, housewife prepared. She sent mutton curry. Jamaat from South Africa was here. Jamaat from Makkah was here. They ate. The different hundreds of people in Colombo ate from the meat of that one cow. So that one cow got distributed its meat to hundreds of people. It became part of the liver of someone, part of the kidney of someone, part of the stomach of someone, part of the hand of someone, part of the fingernail of someone. Jamaat from South Africa went back to South Africa. Jamaat from Makkah went back to Makkah. Many years later, those people passed away. They went away into the ground. Their bodies were eaten by the insects of the grave. Those insects were eaten by other insects. Those insects were eaten by other insects. That handbag that housewife wore, it was exported to Paris. That shoe was exported to London. Somebody wore it there. They threw it away. The shoe I was wearing last year, I don't know where it is. Like that, just one cow that was slaughtered on a certain day in the marketplace of Colombo was distributed its tiny, tiny, tiny fragments to the fragments through millions and millions and millions of pieces throughout this entire kainat, throughout this entire universe. After a long time, the earth turned over, the sand from underneath came on top, it was scattered even further, then the wind blew it, it went over the sea, it went over the land. By the qasam of my Allah, a day is coming, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَتَيْهِ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَعْنَا أَوَّلَ قَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah says, a day is coming. We will wrap up the heaven like a writer wraps up his clothes. كَمَا بَدَعْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. As we created it the first time, we will resurrect it. One amr kun of Allah, one command from Allah, the millions and billions of tiny fragments, the fragments of the same cow will be brought together, and once again it will be made to stand in front of Allah. And like that, the multitudes of Allah's creation, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. Allah takes qasam on the day of Qiyamah. Allah takes qasam on nafs al-lawwama. أيحسب الإنسان ألا نجمع عظاما. Allah asks the question, what does the insan think? What does this human think? Human being think we will not resurrect you? That which, that bimari, that sickness, which existed throughout the ages. What they said, Heyhata, Heyhata, Lima Tuadun, Inya illa Hayatun al Dunya, Namudu wa Nakhya, Wama Nakhim Bima Rawatin. Ambiya alayhi salatu wa salam came. They said, bye, this life is temporary. This life is not everything. Like, what is the psychology that we are living with today? Bye, earn. And they say, this fellow is called Jabai. Work hard at school. Why must you work hard? So you can get a degree. Why must you get a degree so you can get a good job? Why must you get a good job so you can earn well? Why you must earn well? So you can give your children a good education. Why they must get a good education? So that they can get a good degree. Why they must get a good degree? So that they can get a good job and earn well. Why they must earn well? So that they can give their children a good education. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah said, do you think we created you for these vain, meaningless days? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you are not going to return back to Allah. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ وَوَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Allah said, هَلَاكَتْ وَيْلٌ to those people who are cheating in the marketplace, who are cheating in weight and measures, who are usurping and eating of the rights of others. When they weigh to give, they cheat. When they want to take, they take extra. أَلَّا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Allah says, don't they realize that the day is going to come, we are going to resurrect them. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. A day when they will have to stand in front of Allah. Don't we realize that the day is coming where everyone will have to stand in front of Allah? The kuffar of the past, they said, هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ لِمَا تُوَرْهُ. Get away, get away. This is a lie. It is only this lie. Throw the ages, they challenged Anbiya alayhi salam. What are you saying? That skeletal remains will be eaten up, Allah will resurrect us again? It is only this life. أَيْذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرًا أَيْنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ أَيْذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرًا. That when we are eaten up by the grave, we will be resurrected again. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were challenged throughout the ages. Allah takes qasam on the day of judgment. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. And then Allah asks the question, that do you think we are not going to resurrect you? أيحسب الإنسان أَلَّا نَجْمَعْ عِظَامًا. We are not going to gather your bones, we are not going to resurrect you. بَلَا بَلَا. Only this ummah would have munasabat with the Qur'an. Link an attachment with the Qur'an. Unfortunately today this Qur'an has become an irrelevant message. Ramzan Sharif visible in Taraweeh, we listen. Or we opening up a new shop, we need khatam of Qur'an. Or moving to a new house, khatam of Qur'an. Otherwise 11 months a day of Qur'an on the shelf of Barkat. What is the message of the Qur'an? What was the day of the Qur'an? What was the night of the Qur'an? What was the invocation of the Qur'an? What Allah wants from us in the Qur'an, that concern is not there. Yet look at Qur'an.
Bala, bala. What is this expression, bala? That what do you think of your Allah? Do you not know who your Allah is? Qadirin. Qadirin, your Allah is Qudrat. Ala an nusawiya banana. Ala an nusawiya banana. Allah says, not only will we resurrect you, but that fingerprint will be the same. Fingerprint will be the same. This is literal translation. This concept or idea that the fingerprint is a form of identity. 14 centuries ago, they didn't know that. This is very new, it's 1 or 2 centuries old. The scientists have discovered that on the fingerprint of each person, there are 100 ridges. To find 2 human beings, 2, where 2 out of 100 are the same, you have to examine 4 people. To find 2 human beings, where 3 out of 100 are the same, you have to examine 16 people. And to find 2 human beings, where all 100 are the same, you have to examine every human being that will live on the surface of the earth for the next 4 billion years. This knowledge is new, it's about 1 or 1.5 centuries old. 14 centuries ago, Allah takes qasam on the day of Qiyamah. Insan, do you think we will not resurrect you? Your Allah has qudrat. Ala an nusawiya banana. Your fingerprint will be the same. You don't believe me, take one fingerprint, put in a qabr with you, you wake up and you see the same. Never understood who is Allah. Where are we going to hide on that day? Ain al-mafar. Ain al-mafar. Where are you going to run? There's no way to run. La taqfa minkum khafiya. There's no way to hide. How are you going to oppose on that day? How are you going to oppose? Tanfudhu. La tanfudhuna illa bi sultan. You will need strength to oppose. No one will have strength on that day. It will be Allah's hukumat, Allah's raj. Wajaha rabbuk wal malak saffan saffa. Allah will come, the angels will be lined up. Uslifatil jannatu lil muttaqin. Jannat will be brought here. Burrizatil jahimu lil qameen. Jahannam will be brought here. Wanada'u al mawazin al qist. Wanada'u al mawazin al qist. Liyawm al qiyamah. Fala tuzlamu nafsun shay'a. Fala tuzlamu nafsun shay'a. Wa in kana mithqala habbatin min khardal. أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا خَاسِمِينَ. Allah says we will set up the scales of justice on that day. Not the justice of this dunya, where the strong oppresses the weak, where the rich eats up the right of the poor. Not the justice of this dunya, where documents are falsified, where the inheritance of females are eaten up. Not the justice of the dunya, where the murderer gets the right lawyer he wants. Not the justice of the dunya, where the one who is steeped in drugs and treachery binds the judge off and he walks. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. The justice of Allah, on that day there will be no zulm. That day there will be no oppression. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. That good deed or that evil deed, Allah says, even if it is smaller than a grain of mustard seed, on that day you will bring in with mandate. وَكَفَى بِنَا خَاسِدِينَ. And we are sufficient to do this. This yaqeen, this conviction, who is Allah? Allah's qudrat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat. This was the ta'leem of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. This was the first sabah. This was the first lesson to introduce this humanity to who is Allah, the recognition of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah, the azmat of Allah. That we have to have Allah in front of us. Late at night, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is patrolling the streets of Madinah Munawwara. He passes by one home. Mother is telling the daughter, Umzujil Labana bin Ma. Add water to the milk. Add water to the milk. Wives will appear to be more. It will get more profit. Every home of Madina Munawwara was a markaz of Iman. The talk of Allah's sifat and attributes were alive in every home. What is the response of this young girl? She says to her mother, Amirul Mu'mineen, Omar has prohibited this practice. Amirul Mu'mineen, Omar has prohibited this practice. What is the response? The mother says, Umar is not here. Where is Umar? Umar can't see. Umar is not here. They don't know. Umar is outside this thing. Umar is not here. What is the response of this young girl? In kana Umar la yarana fa inna Allah yara. Oh my mother, if Umar is not looking, where are you going to hide from Allah? Where are you going to hide from Allah? أَحَاتَ بَصَرُهُ جَمِيعَ الْمَلِيَّاتِ. That Allah whose eyesight is such that nothing is concealed. One layer of the heaven does not conceal what is beneath it. One layer of the earth does not conceal from Allah what is underneath it. حَتَّى يَرَى دَبِيبَ النَّمْلَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ عَلَى الصَّخْرَةِ الصَّمَّاءِ فِي لَيْلَةِ الظُّلُمَاتِ. Hadith, look at the description of the sight of Allah. Rainy night, thick jungle, darkness of the night, darkness of the rain, darkness of the shade of the trees and the foliage, darkness of the mountain, darkness of the rocks, between two rocks, one crevice, one small hole, there is a tiny black ant on a black night that is walking. When the ant walks, what is Dabib? Dabib is the invisible line that the ant leaves as it walks on the black rock. My Allah sees that also. My Allah sees that also. Where are we going to hide from such an Allah? Which cupboard are we going to hide in? Which bank vault are we going to hide in? If Omar can't see us, where are we going to hide from Allah? Once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu passed by a particular salesman. Abu Huraira looked at the container. He said, my brother, it appears as if you have added water. It appears as if you have added water. You are deceiving others. Oh my brother, Kayfa Bika, what is going to happen to you on that day when the angel will be standing with a whoop behind you, whooping you, and it will be said to you, separate the water from the milk. Separate the water from the milk. What is going to happen on that day? This culture of lying, cheating, deceiving. What is behind it? This incorrect yaqeen of who is Allah. Incorrect yaqeen, conviction of who is Allah. You're chasing and chasing and chasing behind this dunya. What is driving you by? I'm doing it for my children. I want to ensure the financial prosperity of my children. Have you taught them deen? Have you taught them who is Allah? Have you taught them surah al-salah? Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's passing away, Uthman ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala comes to him, oh Abdullah, you have nine daughters you are leaving the world penniless. Why don't you let me make some wazifa, give some gift to you so you can give your daughters, leave them behind with some wealth. What is the response of Abdullah bin Masood or Usman? Do not make a fool of me. My Nabi taught me Suratul Waqia, Suratul Ghina. My daughters read this surah. Every night, my Nabi has said, by the qasam of my Allah, that home in which this surah is recited, for faqr and poverty will never come. I don't need your wazifa. This is well. Have we given our children this well? Have we taught them the effect of Surah Al-Salah? Have we introduced them to who is Allah? Umar radiallahu anhu, when he hears this, young girl's response, that in kana Umar la yarana fa inna Allah yarana. Oh my mother, Umar can't see us. Where are we going from Allah? Ma yakunu min najwa salasatin illa huwa rabi'uhum. ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا
ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah says no two people are whispering in one corner but Allah is with them. No three people but Allah is the fourth one. Not less than this, not more than this. Allah is with you wherever you are.
ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة.
A day is coming when Allah will reveal everything in front of
ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد.
Allah says every time you open your mouth, every word you utter,
بلا ورسلنا لديهم يكتبون.
My angels are writing it down.
Every utterance. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله.
Allah says whether you reveal it or you conceal it, outside they might be smiling at the next person, inside hatred for someone, enmity for someone, jealousy for someone, malice for someone, greed against someone, having evil feelings against someone, evil plans against someone. Oh, to fuhu, you can hide it in this world. Allah says the day is coming. You can't say because they allow, because they need everything that was inside.
This yaqeen of Allah is to come. This consciousness of Allah is to come. Umar puts a mark on that door. The next morning, he sends proposals for his son to that young girl. Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar sends proposals for his son to that young girl. Abdul Aziz bin Umar, the son of Umar bin Khattab, gets married to that young girl. From that union, a daughter is born. That daughter gets married in the Banu Umayyah family. Her husband's name is also Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz bin Abdul Malik from the Banu Umayyah family. From that union a child is born. When the child is 6 or 7 years old, the child is playing. All of a sudden, one of the horses raises its leg and strikes the child on the head. The child gets a wound. Some whiteness appears as a result of the scar of that wound. Abdul Aziz, the father of that child, when he sees this, he says, "Oh my son, if you are the one whom Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi, referred to, then I am not worried about the fact that you have been injured." What was he referring to? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ashadda Bani Umayyah, yamla'u al-arda qistan wa adala." And amongst the Banu Umayyah, there will be one person who will be ashad. Ashad means a person who has a white forelock. There will be some wound, some blemish on the hair of this person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا. Allah will use this person to fill the earth with justice. The prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this union, daughter was born, she got married to Abdul Aziz bin Abdul Malik. From that union, Umar bin Abdul Aziz was born. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, in whose khilafat Allah brought that day, the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a time will come, time will come in my ummah that they will be looking around for someone to give zakat to, and they will not be able to find anyone to give zakat. This Allah Ta'ala brought about in the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. And yet what was his own situation? What was his own situation in his own house? Amir, ruler of 3 continents. His wife Fatima bint Abdul Malik, she comes to him, to her husband, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Eid is coming here. Eid is coming here. And the children don't have new clothes." 11 sons Umar bin Abdul Aziz had, and several daughters. He says, "The Eid is coming here and they don't have any new clothes." Their cousins,
Their cousin will mock at them. They will have on new clothes on the day of Eid. Let us make some intizam. What is his response? From the allowance that I get from the Baytul Mal, there is barely enough just to meet the needs of the food in the house. There is nothing left over. I don't have any excess money to buy new clothes for Eid. What does she say? She says, I have an idea. What is your idea? Take 1 month's advance salary. Take 1 month's advance salary. We will use that money to buy new clothes for Eid for the children. And I will do some domestic chores and earn a little bit of money to see to our needs for the next month. Umar bin Abdul Aziz says, who is saying this is why? Fatima bint Abdul Malik. Who is Fatima bint Abdul Malik? It is difficult. It is difficult in history to find a woman with this kind of lineage. Her father was a king. Her grandfather was a king. Four brothers were kings. Her husband was a king. Through seven directions, she was linked to royalty. She was linked to the ruling class. Her father, Abdul Malik, brought her up in gold. She used to be weighed in gold. Yet, when Umar bin Abdul Aziz receives the Khilafat, he addresses his wife and he says to her that through this Khilafat, I want to earn the pleasure of my Allah. I am giving you permission. If you want, I am prepared to release you from my nikah. Otherwise, if you want to remain in my nikah, then all your gold and jewelry that your father gave you, which came through oppressing others, give it away to the Baytul Mal. Return it back to the masters it was stolen from. What is her response? She says, you are my husband. In the good times I was with you. In the difficult times I was still with you. I am prepared to part with my good jewelry. I am not prepared to part with your company. The jewelry was given away. Same Fatima bint Abdul Malik, her suggestion, take 1 month advance salary. Umar bin Abdul Aziz sends for Rajab bin Haywa, the treasurer who is in his employee. He says, give me 1 month advance salary. I can buy new clothes for my children for Eid. Rajab bin Haywa prepares a document. On the document is written, I, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, give guarantee that I will remain alive for 1 month. He says, sign this, and I will give you the advance. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz sees this, he bursts into tears. He comes back home, and he says to his wife, I cannot usurp the rights of others to keep my family in need. A time when you could not find one person to accept zakat. Yet this was the condition of the home of the Amir of the Ummah, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. On the day of Eid, when the cousins came, the eldest son of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Abdul Malik, Umar sent for him and he said, oh my son, I fear today your cousins will taunt at you. They will taunt at you, they will have new clothes. You do not have new clothes. He says, oh my father, this is the day we will be able to push our chest out with pride that our father did not steal from the mouths of others to keep us in that place. These were the time of seeds that were planted. When the time came for him to leave the world, Hisham bin Abdul Malik, his brother-in-law, came to him, Umar, you are leaving the world. What was his inheritance? What was the legacy that he left behind? The equivalent of 2 pennies for each child. 2 pennies. So Hisham bin Abdul Malik says to him, you are leaving your children destitute. You are leaving your children poor. Let me give you 100,000 dinars. Distribute them to your children so you do not leave them destitute. Umar bin Abdul Aziz says, will you give me your word that you will give me 100,000 dinars? He says, yes, I give you my word. He says, take the 100,000 dinars and put it into your Baytul Mal. Return it back to where you stole it from. That is the wealth of the masses. I want no part of that. Then he sends for his children. And he addresses them, he says, there were two roads in front of me. Two roads in front of me. I could have taken, I could have stolen from the wealth of the masses. I could have taken from the mouth of others, from the coffers of others, and kept you in the lap of luxury. In return for that, Allah would have given me Jahannam. And oh my children, I cannot bear the azab of Jahannam. The second road that was in front of me, was I could have taught you the ta'alluq of Allah. I could have taught you to turn to Allah in your time of need. Oh my children, whenever you are in time of need, go to the musalla and turn to Allah. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ Allah has promised that Allah is the friend of those who will obey Allah. Allah is the friend of those who will obey Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا Allah is telling us in the Quran, do not turn to anyone but Allah. This muzakara of iman has to come alive in every home of the ummah. That youth, that offspring, those young boys and girls, this is an amanat and a trust which Allah is giving in every home of the ummah. Our elders are crying, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in the homes of the ummah. Every day, qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the example of Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى Allah commanded in the Quran, order your children with salah, order your family with salah, وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا You yourself remain firm on this, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا We are not asking you to feed. Razik, sustainer, nourisher, provider is Allah. Your risk is not coming from the shop, it's not coming from the job, it's not coming from the degree. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ Your risk is coming from the heavens. Your risk is coming according to the command of Allah. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ Work 10 hours, work 12 hours, work 24 hours, work 26 hours shift in that shop. You will still not get one penny more than that which Allah is doing. Stay away from haram. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah. By the qasam of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, your risk is coming according to the command of Allah. This is haq, this is the truth. Oh my children, at the time of your need, read two rakat salah. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ And turn to Allah. Allah is the friend, is the wali of those who will be obedient to Allah. He said, these were the two roads that were in front of me. Then he turned to Raja bin Haywa. And he told him, that on this throne which I occupied before this, before me, was my father-in-law, was my brother-in-law, Abdul Malik, was on this throne. So Imam bin Abdul Malik, Walid bin Abdul Malik, I buried them with my own hand. And I noticed the moment I put them into the ground, their faces were turned away from Qibla. Their faces became black. What was their guna? What was their wrong? What was their crime? These were not be-namazis. These were people who their tahajjud salah also would not become qaza. What was their wrong? Their wrong was zulm. Their wrong was oppression. Their wrong was eating of the haqq of others. He tells Raja bin Haywa, that I fear what will happen to me when I go into the qabr. I am concerned about that. Saying that, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when he passes away, Raja bin Haywa says, when the janazah of Umar bin Abdul Aziz was being carried, all of a sudden it was observed that a piece of paper came down from the heaven, landed onto the janazah of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, and on it was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bara'atun min Allah, Li Umar ibn Abdul Aziz ibn al-Nar, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, this is the declaration of emancipation from Jahannam for Umar bin Abdul Aziz from Allah. Bara'atun min Allah, Li Umar ibn Abdul Aziz ibn al-Nar. Allama ibn Kathir, Rahmatullah alayhi, mentions the incident that at that time, there was one person whose son had become shaheed in the path of Allah. Every Thursday night, he would make ziyarat in his dream of his son. When Umar bin Abdul Aziz passed away, that Thursday night he did not see his son. 1 week later, on Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah, he sees his son in the dream. Oh my son, where were you last week? What happened last week? Allahu Akbar, what does the son respond? The son responds, oh my father, Umar bin Abdul Aziz passed away. To the janaza of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, all the Anbiya, all the Sahaba, and all the Shuhada were invited and ordered to go to the janaza. That is why they are coming here. That maqam and status Allah gave when he said what he said, that through this I want to earn the pleasure of my Allah. He said throughout his 2 year period of Khilafat, the back of Umar bin Abdul Aziz did not touch the bed. Every night he would be on the musalla crying before Allah, and he would fall asleep on the musalla. The children of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, the point we were making, all the lying, all the cheating, all the deception of the marketplace today was, I want to ensure the financial stability of my children. I want to protect their future. I want to financially secure them. Have we given them the wealth of Iman? Have we given them the wealth of Salah? Have we given them the wealth of Allah Ta'alluq? You may have left your child millions. You may have left your child millions. But my respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, if you have not taught that child that 2 rakat Salah is more valuable than the 7 heavens and the 7 earths and everything that it contains, by the qasam of my Allah, you have left that child bankrupt. You have left that child bankrupt. And whatever wealth of maasiyat you gave that child, tomorrow it will become a means of disgracing you in this world and in the hereafter. This concept or idea that I have to ensure the financial prosperity and future of my offspring through dunya, through breaking the command of Allah, is a napaq, najis yaqeen, incorrect yaqeen that is bringing about haram and the disobedience of Allah in the marketplace. Surah Kahf, every Friday we read that incident of Khidr alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam is ordered straighten the wall. Why did they straighten the wall? Amma al-jidar فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا What is Quranic prescription? What is Quranic nuskha? Allah is saying, we protected the wealth of those orphans. Why? وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا Because their father was obedient to Allah. Because their father was obedient to Allah, we protected his generation. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when he passes away, two pennies is left behind. Yet 30 years later, the same Hisham bin Abdul Malik, who offered 100,000 dinars, the same Hisham bin Abdul Malik, when he died, his sons were left behind 1 million dinars each. Yet 30 years later, tariq, history bears witness that the sons of Hisham bin Abdul Malik were sitting on the doorstep, on the veranda of the Masjid of Baghdad, begging, stretching their hands out to people, and the sons of Umar bin Abdul Aziz would give 100 horses a day in jihad in the part of Allah. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ What other seeds that are we planting? Having still this yaqeen, this consciousness in our children, Allah Ta'ala in Surah Luqman reproduces a conversation in the Quran between father and son. Ulama explained why this mode of expression
Luqman said to his son, why this mode of expression? They say, through this, Allah is commanding every father of the ummah, every mother of the ummah, every muallim of the ummah, that amanat, those offspring, what does Allah want you to introduce in them? What is the environment of iman that Allah wants in every home of the ummah? There's no time to go into the whole ruku, but just one verse. Ya bunayya, innaha intakum itqala habbatin min khardal, fatakum fi sakra, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, yakti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. Luqman said to his son, O my beloved son, innaha, that action which you do, innaha intakum itqala habbatin min khardal, even if it is smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath a boulder, somewhere in the heaven, somewhere in the earth, yakti biha Allah, a day is coming, Allah will bring even that action in front of you. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Allah is latif, Allah is khabir, Allah is aware of everything. Nothing can be concealed from Allah. This muzakirah of khabar, this muzakirah of akhirat, this muzakirah of jaza and saza, ihsas, perception, yaqeen, of recompense, has to be made alive in every home of ummah. That Allah is going to resurrect us. Allah is going to raise us up again. One Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, what is this that you are saying? Ordinary Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, are you the one that has split up the families? Are you the one that is inviting towards this new religion? What is this claim that you are making? Three things, he says. First thing, he says, you say that the Arabs will leave the religion of their forefathers and enter into your religion. All you have is these four followers, referring to Bilal, to Suhaib, to Salman Farsi, and you are saying the whole Arab nation is going to leave their religion and enter into your religion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, what else do you want to know? He says, second thing, he says, you are saying that the Roman and the Persian Empire will fall at the feet of your ummah. You don't even know where your next meal is coming from. You have stones tied to your stomach, and you are saying the superpowers of the time are going to fall at the feet of your ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what else? Third thing, he says, you say that after we are dead and we go into the grave, and our bodies are eaten by the insects of the grave, we are going to be resurrected again. Has anyone ever come back? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is there anything else? He says, no, these three things. So what does Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to him? He says, the Arabs will leave the religion of their forefathers and they will enter into my religion and you will see this happening. Second thing you said, the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire will fall at the feet of my ummah and you will see this happening. And the third thing you ask, that when we are dead and eaten up in the grave, we will be resurrected. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that also will happen. And on the day of judgment, I will hold you by your hand and remind you of all this. This Bedouin says, what you are saying doesn't make sense. I can't accept your religion. It goes away. Few years later, the Arabs in Fateh Makkah, in the month of Ramadan, in Fateh Makkah, that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who has been banished from Makkah, who left Makkah in the dead of night, fearing for his life, as he is leaving Makkah, such is the love, such is the attachment with Makkah Mukarrama, with tears in his eyes, he keeps turning around looking at Makkah, looking front, looking at Makkah, Ya Makkah tu, ma atiyabaki min baladin, wa ahabbaki ilayya, lawla anna qawmi akhrajuni minki, lama sakantu ghayraki. Oh Makkah, what a beautiful, what a sacred, what an honorable place you are.
how much I love you. If my people had not chased me out of you, I would never have been anywhere else. This call reached the arsh of Allah. Jibreel was sent with the verse of the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. O my Nabi, that Allah who revealed the Quran upon you will send you back to Makkah. You will enter Makkah victorious. Allah has taken upon himself. In Fateh Makkah, that prophecy of the Quran was fulfilled and the Arabs entered into Islam. This Bedouin saw this. Then in Yarmouk the Roman Empire crumbled. In Qadisiyya, the Persian Empire crumbled in the Khilafat of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And both these empires came at the feet of Islam. This Bedouin had not yet accepted Islam. He saw the Arabs entering into Islam. He saw the Romans and the Persian Empire crumbling at the feet of this Ummah. And he remembered this conversation. He thought to himself that the first two things that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said became true. The third must also be true. The third must also be true. So he goes and he brings Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the hands of Umar radiallahu anhu. In the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar would honor this person greatly. It is said when this person would enter the majlis of Umar, Umar would stand up. Umar would respect him greatly. Sahaba was surprised. Because the basis of respect and honor and dignity in the court of Umar, in the sight of Allah, was dependent on qurbani and sacrifice. This was not a Badri Sahabi. This was not a Sahabi of Hudaybiyah. This was not a Sahabi of Fateh Makkah. He wasn't even a Sahabi. He accepted Islam after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a Tabi'i. In Umar's court, the basis of respect was different. On one occasion, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's sitting with the Rasa of Quraysh, with the leaders of the Quraysh, Hisham bin As, Abu Sufyan, Ikrama bin Abi Jahl, radiallahu anhu and others. They were sitting in the court of Umar. All of a sudden, Bilal enters, Bilal al-Habshi. Bilal is Abi Rubah, the free slave, Abyssinian. As Bilal enters, Umar says, move back, make place for Bilal. Sayyidina Bilal, he calls Bilal friend, makes the leader of Quraysh move back. Little while later, Suhaib Rumi enters, Umar says, go more back. Little while later, Salman Farsi enters, Umar says, go more back. Little while later, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu enters, Umar says, go even more back. And eventually, they end up by the door. Abu Sufyan gets upset. Umar is respecting our slaves more than us. Umar is giving position to those that are lower than us, over us. Hisham bin Amr, Suhaib bin Amr. He turned to Abu Sufyan, he said, Abu Sufyan, it is not Umar that is giving respect to them over us. It is Islam that has given them respect over us. There was a call that was made. They said, Labbaik, we did not listen to that call. Because of that call, they went ahead. We came afterwards. Islam has given them respect over us. It is not Umar. So then they become worried. What is the worry? That in dunya, our slaves have got more respect than us. What is going to happen in akhirat? What is going to happen in akhirat? This was the temperament of Madinah Munawwara. The thinking was not dunya, it was akhirat. They were not worried about the position and status of this world. What is going to happen in akhirat? So they form a delegation. And they come to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and say, Umar, we have observed that our slaves accepted Islam before us. Today they enjoy greater position than us. What is going to happen in akhirat? Do they have any chance? Umar says, they sacrifice for deen, you also sacrifice. They sacrifice for deen,
You also sacrifice. In Akhirat, Allah will raise you. No sooner he hears this, Hisham bin Amr, the brother of Abu Jahl, he was loved by the people of Makkah. He goes back to Makkah, collects his possessions, makes the jamaat, and is ready to move in the path of Allah. It is said, as he is leaving Makkah, the streets of Makkah were lined with the people crying and sobbing because they knew that he is leaving with the intention of never coming back. He is leaving with the intention of giving his life in the path of Allah. They knew we will not see him anymore. So when he saw the people sobbing and crying, he turned to them and he said to them that, oh people of Makkah, I am not leaving you. I am not leaving Makkah because there is any other place more beloved to me than Makkah. I am not leaving you because there are any other people more beloved to you than me, more beloved to me than you. Why am I leaving? He said there was a call. There was a call that was made. Our slaves said the bait to that call. We did not listen to that call. Because they said the bait first, Allah raised them to such a level that if we spend all the wealth of the entire world, we will not equal one day of the reward. If we spend the wealth of the entire world, we will not equal one day of the reward. They went ahead, now I also have to sacrifice to catch up with them. Saying that, he goes in the path of Allah with the deed of never coming back again. That was the jazba that was planted in the hearts of Sahaba Kiram, the zeal of keeping Akhirat in front, that we have been sent with the worry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Women were made widows, children were made orphans, homes were empty, Makkah was empty, Medina was empty. Sahaba made their graves in the four corners of the world. Why? Because in their heart, the seed of the concern and worry of humanity had been planted, the hidayat of humanity. One black Sahabi comes, Rajul Aswad, Qabih As-Sura, La Malali, I am a black man, I am ugly, I have got no wealth. Tell me on the way of Allah, if I sacrifice in the way of Allah. Dunya I don't have, will Allah give me Akhirat? Will Allah give me Jannat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes. He goes immediately, gives his life in the path of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes upon the body of the Sahabi, لَقَدْ حَسَّنَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَكَ. Allah has made you beautiful. طَيَّبَ رَائِحَكَ. Allah has given you a beautiful smell. كَسَّرَ مَالَكَ. Allah has increased your wealth. And then what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? I can see two of the maidens of Jannat fighting with one another, who can enter into his jubah. In this world, that martaba, that status Allah Ta'ala gave them. When they understood, when this yaqeen, when this conviction of Akhirat came, this ordinary Bedouin, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would stand up whenever he would enter. He would honor him greatly. The people of Medina said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, this man only accepted Islam now. Why do you show him so much of respect? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned this hadith that my Nabi told him that you will see the Arabs leaving the religion of their forefathers and coming to Islam. You will see the Roman and the Persian Empire coming at the feet of my Ummah. And the third thing, my Nabi told him on the Day of Judgment, I will hold your hand. I will hold your hand and remind you of the third thing, that Allah will resurrect us again. Umar says, that person whose hand my Nabi holds, he will never leave that hand till he puts it into Jannah. This person is a Jannati. This person is a Jannati. This is why I honor him like that. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, La arda Muhammad, La arda Muhammad, wa wahidun min ummatihi fi nar. My Nabi will never be happy as long as one ummati is in Jahannam. Everything was given for this. How this humanity can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. My respected brothers, that same responsibility through the khatm nubuwwat of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given to this ummah. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi wajood. Allah use that manna afid to remind us of that sabr, that lesson that we forgot. Not only forgot, we forgot that we forgot. out of the mind, out of the heart, who we are and why Allah has sent us. We are the representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. So to learn this responsibility, our elders are saying, we have to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Who is ready, my respected friends? First, put our akhirat in front. Currency is the currency of akhirat. Dunya was to be left behind. Rozi is risk of our sustenance. Is already written by Allah. Tell our men, respected brothers, put ourselves forward to stand in the path of Allah. Who is ready? 4 months, mashallah.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.